couple of notices I want to share with you. June 1, this book, Our Faithful Queen, was selling at £5 each, but we were told by Hope, who published it, that if you wanted it to give to other people, there would be a special price. And so we've been in touch with them and asked if we can have 100 for the service. Come in, please. And they are going to supply them. We've paid £100. So that's much better than 500, isn't it? And we're going to make them available for families at the service. Any donations towards it would be helpful. The other thing I wanted to share with you is that the school, of course, is closed and the service is going to be in the front car park. They're giving us power. We've got from Mount Olive the music trailer with the singers, if I can put it that way. They're coming. They've got power now, we've found out. But we're having a job about refreshments afterwards. The service will be a maximum of 1 hour, and different people from different places will be taking part. But we wanted refreshments afterwards. And we've come a bit of a cropper there. We've looked at these wagons that some people or companies have, but no, they're all booked. We haven't been able to find any way of doing it except if we do it ourselves. The other Bruce there has a water thing, whatever they're called. Thank you. And that is going to be made available. We're going to have to supply the tea, coffee, soft drinks, and we're going to have cakes because it's in the afternoon. This will happen at 4 o'clock when the service comes to an end. I've asked Brian, poor Brian, if I can get some volunteers, if he would look after the refreshments. Now, do we buy the cakes, or are there some people who would volunteer to make some cakes? I have no idea. But it's all in the Lord's hands, and I know that we'll get through it. We're not going to stop giving refreshments, because that's an opportunity after the service for people to gather. And when you think of the invitation, which says that it's for all people, people of all faiths or no faith. So, you know, it would be good to be able to make sure that everybody feels welcome, and that we can do perhaps best as they gather for refreshments at the close of the service. So I bring all this to you particularly for your prayer. It's a big endeavour, but Barton Academy are being wonderful to us. Although the school is closed.
Bruce, can I make two little comments on that?
Yeah.
Number one is, I know the date now, I don't know the time. Is it still 3 o'clock?
It's 3 o'clock, yes.
And also, in Kitson Park, where we're having our Jubilee on the Thursday, through the Devon Duncan Pub, I think it's through Cater Food, we've ordered 100 cream tea.
Ah.
Do you know what the cost is?
I can talk to my community builder about it, or you should be able to talk to Helen.
Yeah. All right.
If you speak to Nicola Shallard, she actually ordered it all through
Right, thank you very much for that. Yeah, it would make Brian's job much easier. Yeah. It's having paid for these, it does will depend upon the cost, but
yeah, we've done it within £200 because we've got a £200 grant. She tells me she's got funding left.
Yeah. Right, good. And you're doing that on the Thursday in Ship A. Yeah. Right, good. Right, well, we've come to worship, so over to Richard. Thank you, Richard.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Yeah, we're going to start our worship with Graham Kendrick's Teach Me to Dance. So feel free to get up and boogie, you know.
Come on, Brian. Teach me to dance. Teach me to move in the power of your spirit. Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me to dance with the beat of your heart. Teach me to love with a heart of compassion. Teach me to trust in the word of your promise. Teach me to hope in the day of your coming. Teach me to dance with the beat of your heart. You wrote the rhythm of life, created heaven and earth, give you his joy without measure. So like a child in your sight, I dance to see your delight, for I was made for your
into your hands.
Oh,
Let us now come to our Lord in prayer. Let us remember that He loves to hear our prayers. The answers that we receive may not always be what we would like, but this we can be assured of, that when we pray, the Lord will answer our prayers. They will be in accordance with His will. In the family prayer we say, "May thy will be done." And we have to acknowledge that if we want the Lord to help us, if we want the Lord to be Lord of all, then in fact we must seek His will, to live in accordance with His will. Let us come to Him in believing prayer. Let us pray. Father God, we thank You. We thank You for who You are. We thank You for what You do. We thank You that You are the one and only true and living God, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And Lord, we know, we are sure that the best way that we can please You, the best way we can offer our praise, the best way we can glorify You, is by doing Your will. It's by being all that You want us to be. And Lord, we know that it is Your will that nobody should be lost, but that all people should know of Your love and of the gift of salvation that You have made available through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. We thank You for the world You created. We pray for leaders of all nations. Lord, we're going through a difficult time, and those leaders need Your wisdom and Your guidance. We pray for the situation in Ukraine. Oh Lord, we long to see peace reign in that country. We want to see an end to war, to all acts of violence and terrorism. We pray for the people in Afghanistan too, Lord, for they too are going through a difficult time. But Lord, we pray that You would seek to help all who are working for peace and harmony in Your world. We pray for the many people in the world who are in need, including in our own country. We pray, Lord, for the leaders. We pray for our own leaders, for the people who serve in the House of Commons and the House of Lords. We pray for our Queen and royal family. We pray for all those people that are working for other people, especially those in need. We pray for those living in poverty. We pray for the lonely. We pray for the disabled. We pray for the homeless. Lord, there are so many people in need. We pray for the sick. We pray for the dying. We pray for the bereaved. We pray, Lord, for those who feel desperate about their situation and ask that You would be there for them. But Lord, we want to thank You for all the organizations that are working to help people in need. We thank You for them. We thank You for their dedication. We thank You for all that they are accomplishing. But Lord, it's not only organizations, but it's individuals, volunteers, who are working to help other people. How we thank You for them, Lord. There is an army in the world of volunteers, and we thank you for them. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to do all that we can for people who we know who are in need. And Lord, may we take every opportunity that we can of sharing your love with others. There are many who do not know you. There are many who do not know the depth of your love for them. So, Lord, help us that we might be your ambassadors, your disciples, your volunteers, working in your law, in your world. So, Lord, bring peace, bring harmony, bring unity in your world, and may we all rejoice because you are Lord. In Jesus' name, we bring our prayers. Amen. Let us say the family prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die. for I found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, hold it fast and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not sold their clothes. They will walk with me, dressed in white, for they are worthy. The one who is victorious will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out the name of that person from the book of life, but will acknowledge that name before my Father and his angels. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you.
Continue to see what God's word says to the seven churches at the beginning of Revelation. Today, Sardis the church at Sardis, known as the Feeble Church. Very sad, isn't it? The church being known as the Feeble Church. We have, I believe this is the fifth, we've got two more in this series. There is the church at Philadelphia and at Laodicea. But today, Sardis. The ancient Sardis was the capital of Lydia. It was a most important city, and it lay about 50 miles east of Ephesus at the junction of five main roads. So it was, in other words, at the centre for trade. It was also a military centre, for it was located on an almost inaccessible plateau. The Acropolis of Sardis was about 1,500 feet above the main roads, and it formed an impregnable fortress. And the main religion in the city was the worship of Artemis, one of the nature cults that was built on the idea of death and rebirth. Sardis was also known for its manufacture of woolen garments, a fact that bearing on Christ's message to the church. Sad to say, however, the city at that time was but a shadow of its former splendour, and the church, unfortunately, had become like the city. It was alive, but in name only. There are no words of commendation to the believers at Sardis, nor did the Lord point out any doctrinal problems that required correction. Neither is there any mention of opposition or persecution. The church would have been better off had there been some suffering, for it had grown too comfortable and the content was living on its past reputation. There was reputation without reality, form without force. Like the city itself, the church at Sardis glorified in past splendor, but ignored the present day. Sad, isn't it? It would be terrible if the church today was glorying in its past splendor, but ignoring the present day. The church is the body of Christ, living for God, working for God, not one that looks back only. And the warning here is that we do not grow comfortable in our churches, lest we find ourselves slowly dying. And there are many churches today that look just like that. The encouragement is that no church is beyond hope, not as long as there is a remnant within the church who's willing to strengthen the things that remain. It's difficult, isn't it? You know, a church where they're not really alive today, but has just a few people who are faithful and are seeking to work for the Lord, must find it very difficult. But with the Lord, we have hope. And the church worldwide today has received many warnings, as we've already heard, how the devil is at work among us. And in the report of these seven churches, in one way we see how deceptive how deceiving the devil can be. However, we must accept that it is happening today. Don't ignore the work of the devil. The devil does not worry about those churches that are not on their guard. He doesn't have to worry about them. He is working on big and small churches that he knows, here it comes, that he knows have left their guard. They let their guard down. So we need to make sure that we will not let the devil have success. We need to remember, don't we, that Jesus is Lord. And with Jesus on our side, we do not need to fail. So as we look at how this church was so feeble, it would be good for us for a moment or two to have a form of stock-taking. And I've got seven things that I think we need to look at. The first one is love. Is there really love in the churches today? What is it that God wanted most of all? He wanted us to love all people. And think of the work of Paul. Think of how he sought to love and work among the Gentiles in his own time. If there is not love in a church, then surely that church will die. Number two, what is our time like? What do I mean? Well, how much time do we give to serving God, to meeting with God in prayer and study? You know, the time we have is God-given, isn't it? How do we use this time in the church today? Do people come and worship and then run away quickly and then never appear again until the next worship service? I don't know. But this I know. Time is God-given, and we are meant to use the time God has given to serve him. Before I came to know God, I thought that was a joke. But it's not. God is good. He has planned our time. It was a shock to me when I felt the Lord was saying to me, look, I've got a plan for you. My timetable had to change. So love, time. The next one is generosity. How generous are we, not only with our time, but how generosity are we in being good hosts and hostesses? How generous are we in our visiting people? How generous are we in praying for people? And so we could go on the rest. How generous are we in our service for the Lord? You know, the Lord has done everything for us, and if we cannot be generous for him, then it'd be very sad indeed. And the next one, number four, is the gifts of the Spirit. Don't tell me, as we've said before, there are some people in the church today who don't believe that we have the gifts of the Spirit available to us, but we do. And without that, I wouldn't be standing here now. How do we use the gifts of the Spirit that God has given to us? You know, I firmly believe from God's word that every believer does have at least one gift of the Spirit. And I tell you this, the way the Spirit works in our lives, if we let him, is fantastic. this little shy boy that stands before you now was so nervous that in the boys' brigade, for instance, when we were marching, they put me at the back with a lamp if it was dark, because I couldn't get in step. I was too scared of everything. Things change when the spirit takes control. The Lord took away my nervousness. Oh, I'm glad that sometimes I get nervous, because I think that's one way of the Lord showing you to keep humble. Because what we're doing, if we're using the gifts of the Spirit, is we are doing God's work made available to us only by the power of the Spirit. So what are we doing with the gifts of the Spirit that God has given us? Are we even sure what those gifts are? And the next one is attitude. What is our attitude? Wake up one Sunday morning and, oh, I can't be bothered to go to church today. It's not important. They won't miss me. There are all sorts of attitudes within the church today. There are people who think, oh, I don't need to love everyone. I've been hurt too often. We need to examine our attitude. Our attitude can be a very poor witness if we are not careful. And the next one, priorities. What is the priority in our Christian life? Surely it must be to put the Lord first in all things. And if we do that, we will have all our other priorities in order. The Lord loves to see us putting Him first and being available to do His work. There are so many people out there who do not know Him. He loves them. But how is He going to know unless we make it a priority to share the truth of the gospel? And the last one is sacrifice. I don't know about you, but sometimes tears come in my eyes when I think of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us, dying on the cross, spat at. Not good, was it? Jesus hanging on the cross, being spat upon, being ridiculed, being mocked, being wounded, and finally killed. And yet, it was Jesus that willingly made that sacrifice. Years ago, when I first joined the Boys' Brigade, it was in a congregational church in Kingston. When I came out of a meeting, I stood on the platform, or the stairs, I should say, of the congregational church. And I let rip. There was someone across the road, seemed to have a cap on. They were in a doorway. And one of the other boys said, "Don't bother, Bruce. Say what you like. You'll only be a bus inspector." So I did. I let rip. And I'm ashamed to say some of the things that I said. And when you look upon how the Lord sacrificed for us, it makes you realize that we need to sacrifice our life for the Lord. Our service should be a service of servanthood. And I have to say, of course, I've changed since those days. Incidentally, when I'd finished, I was going to meet my parents at my uncle's shop. And as I ran, I could hear someone say, "There he is!" And they were trying to catch me. They didn't. But thank God, it was the Lord that caught me. And it was the Lord that brought me to faith. And you know, it doesn't harm us when we think of all Jesus sacrificed on the cross. It doesn't harm us to have tears in our eyes, because there is no greater sacrifice than the sacrifice Jesus made for the sins of the world on the cross of Calvary. So, I stopped taking. What is our love? What is our time? What is our generosity? What are the gifts of the Spirit? Our attitude, our priorities, and are we willing to sacrifice in his service? It's a challenge, friends. But don't let us be said to be part of a feeble church. Don't let us to be said to be feeble believers. But instead, let us be on fire with the Spirit. Let us be alive with Christ. Amen.
Well, we're going to...
One second to say, if it helps anybody, there is an open day at the Acorn Centre today. It's for the COVID. So anyone who has an injection or whatever, there is an open day there. You can go from 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock today.
Thank you.
It's just for information if you know anything. Because I'm not there now to open up help.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
We're going to conclude the worship with I, the Lord of Sea and Sky.
Yeah.
heart so satisfied. I will give my life to them. Who shall I say? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. Here I am, Lord. This is I, Lord. I have heard you calling in the night. I will go.
Attention in the service sheet to the support that our friend Bruce Barker and the pub here will be giving to the support they'll be giving to Macmillan Cancer. Read all about it, and if you're able to support it, then that would be great. But please remember our Bruce in our prayers. For him, it's going to be the big shave, is that right?
Big shave.
Right, can we join? Can we join together and say the grace?
You know what, you look like Christmas
yourself.
Yeah, you look
The grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy